So why does the verse say that we should not glorify anyone? Because if their devotee is doing wonderful services, shouldn't they be glorified? The Bhagavatam at different levels speaks according to the level at which it is speaking. So this chapter is called Jnana Yoga. And in Jnana, the primary process for sadhana is unemotionality. So there are material emotions, which if you consider the negative axis, there is zero, that is the Brahman realization, or that is the path of Jnana. And there is the positive spiritual emotions, which is the path of bhakti. So Jnana takes us from material emotions to neutrality. And bhakti takes us to positive emotions. So here Krishna is instructing primarily at the level of Jnana. And that's why he says, na prashamse, na. Don't get involved in liking things too much. Don't get involved in disliking things too much. So if we see in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna repeatedly talks about being equipoised. Na praharishet priyam prapya, no dvijet prapya cha priyam. That don't be delighted when you get something which you like, and don't be dejected when you get when you don't get what you like, or when you get something that you don't like. So the idea is that for most of us, spiritual emotions are not easily accessible. So material emotions make us go up and down a lot. And this was what had primarily happened to Arjuna. Material emotions had overwhelmed him, because of which he was about to give up fighting the war. And Krishna's consistent message was, avoid material emotionality. So here also Krishna is talking in those terms at the Jnani level, avoid material emotionality. But if you see other sections of the Bhagavatam where Krishna focuses on bhakti, we do see a culture where the devotees are glorified profusely. In fact, we see bhakti culture as a culture of mutual glorification. We have Suta Goswami, he is speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya. And the sages are in one sense like his students. And Suta Goswami is the instructor. But when he is speaking to them at that time, Suta Goswami said, Ataha Pumbir Dvijasreshtha Varanashtam Vibhagasha. So therefore, Dvijasreshtha. Dvijasreshtha means best among the Brahmanas. So now he is not considering that I am the teacher, so I am the best among the Brahmanas. He is referring to somebody who is a student as the best among the Brahmanas. So that itself indicates that it's a culture of appreciation, mutual appreciation. So certainly, if devotees are doing services, we should appreciate them. And at the Jnani level, when Krishna speaks, he says, na prashamsena na garhaye. Don't praise, don't criticize. But while glorifying, devotees also, we have to do it in such a way that others don't feel minimized. Now, glorification doesn't have to be by comparison with others. If somebody is doing something well, they can be appreciated. And sometimes some people deliberately do it in such a way that if there are two, three people over here, they glorify someone, but the purpose is to criticize someone else. You know? So we have to be careful in how we glorify others so that it is not intended or implied or inferred criticism of others. So we glorify, if somebody is doing a good service, that's wonderful. We don't have to compare them with others. Just tell them how wonderful they are doing the service. So that way, we can definitely glorify in bhakti. And actually, by glorifying devotees, we encourage them in their bhakti. By glorifying devotees, we appreciate Krishna who is manifesting through their laudable activities. And that way, we glorifying devotees is also a limb of bhakti. So in Jnana, because there is a focus on negation of emotions, that's why both glorification and criticism are to be avoided. That's what is recommended. Now, in our case, usually speaking, we have critical minds and we live in a critical age. So, often for us to criticize is relatively easier and more natural than to glorify. That's why we focused in this class more on the aspect of not judging and criticizing. Right? Because that is the tendency which we have more and more. Does it address the question? Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Madhuri.